Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to attend funeral of former Bangladesh Prime Minister Khaled Azia in Dhaka this afternoon. Russian President Vladimir Putin recalls reservists to protect vital installations across the nation. Protests spread across Iran over soaring inflation and collapse of its currency to record low. Grandmaster Arjun Erigaisi wins bronze medal losing the semi-final of the World Blitz Chess Championship in Doha. And in women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 15 runs in fifth and final T20 International to complete 5-0 sweep. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will attend the funeral of former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP Chairperson Khaled Azia in Dhaka today. Dr. Jaishankar will represent the government and people of India at the funeral. More from our correspondent.
Former Prime Minister and BNP Chairperson Khaled Azia will be accorded a state funeral today. Her Namaz-e-Janaza will be held at 2 p.m. at the South Plaza of the Jatiya Sansad Bhavan and Manik Mia Avenue in Dhaka, after which she will be laid to rest beside her husband, former President Ziaur Rahman. The Bangladesh government has declared 3 days of state mourning, with today observed as a public holiday. The interim government said the entire funeral process, from moving her body from Evercare Hospital to burial, will be conducted with full state honours. Representatives from several South and Southeast Asian countries are expected to attend her funeral. Khaled Azia passed away early Tuesday while undergoing treatment at Evercare Hospital. Two-time Prime Minister, she was one of the most influential figures in Bangladesh politics and led the Bangladesh Nationalist Party for decades. Naval Singh Parmar, World News, Dhaka.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India boarded the Reform Express this year and emerged as the center of global attention. Mr. Modi said 2025 will be remembered as a year of reforms for the country as it witnessed path-breaking changes across various sectors which have added momentum to India's growth journey. The Prime Minister shared his thoughts in an article posted on social media platforms. He said the world views India with hope and confidence and appreciates the pace of progress, which has been accelerated with next-generation reforms in the country. The Prime Minister added that the primary engine of the Reform Express is India's demography, its young generation, and the indomitable spirit of the countrymen. Mr. Modi noted that from labour laws and trade agreements to logistics, energy and market reforms, the country's growth story is being built on credibility, stability and long-term confidence. Russian President Vladimir Putin has recalled reservists to protect vital installations from across the nation. The move comes after a massive Ukraine drone attacks on his Valdai residence on Sunday night. As per a decree signed by Putin in 2026, citizens of Russian Federation serving in mobilization reserve of Russian armed forces will be sent to special training camps to ensure the protection of critical facilities and other vital infrastructure. In the decree, which came into effect immediately, Russian government has been instructed to determine a list of critical facilities and other vital infrastructure to be protected. Defense Ministry will determine the list of military units responsible for conducting special training exercises. In Peru, two tourist trains bound for Machu Picchu collided in southern Peru, killing a railroad worker and injuring about 30 passengers. The crash occurred near the archaeological site of Coirivay Rachina, prompting the suspension of rail services between Machu Picchu and Cusco. Cusco Police Department captain said that the railway suspended services along the rail line connecting Machu Picchu with the nearby city of Cusco after yesterday's accident. In Germany, thieves using a large drill to break into a Sparkasse bank branch in Gelsenkirchen, Western Germany, stealing an estimated 30 million euros in cash, gold and jewellery. The highly organised gang accessed the vault through a nearby parking garage, drilling a hole into the underground safe and forcing open more than 3,000 safe deposit boxes. The heist was discovered after a fire alarm was triggered. In Iran, protests over soaring inflation and the collapse of Iran's currency have spread from Tehran to multiple cities for a third day. It began as a strike by Tehran's Grand Bazaar shopkeepers and now has grown into nationwide demonstrations, with police using tear gas in some areas. President Masoud Pezeshkian said the government recognizes the protests and ordered talks with demonstrators' representatives. The central bank governor has also been replaced by former economy and finance minister Abdul Nasser Hemati. University students joined the unrest, chanting anti-government slogans, while some protesters voiced support for exiled royal figure Reza Pahlavi. The U.S. expressed support for the protesters, and Iran was reportedly high on the agenda of a meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Florida. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Israel has suspended more than 30 humanitarian organizations, including Doctors Without Borders and CARE, one of the biggest and best-known groups in Gaza, operating in Gaza, for failing to comply with new registration rules. Israel says the measures are meant to prevent Hamas infiltration, but the aid groups call the rules arbitrary and warn that they will severely harm civilians during a fragile ceasefire. The rules require organizations to submit staff lists, funding details, and meet ideological conditions, including not supporting boycotts or international legal cases against Israel. Denmark has ended letter delivery this week, closing a 400-year postal tradition as digital communication makes physical mail uneconomical. State Police Service Post Nord delivered its final letters after mail volumes fell by over 90% since 2000, making Denmark the first country to fully phase out traditional mail. 1,500 public mailboxes have been removed and the boxes were auctioned for charity. From now on, people in Denmark will no longer put letters in public mailboxes. Instead, they must take letters to shop kiosks, where DAO, a private shipping and mailing service in Denmark, will collect and deliver them. Grandmaster Arjun Edigayasi suffered a shattering semi-final loss to top Uzbek player Nodirbek Abdusatarov at the World Blitz Championship in Doha yesterday. 22-year-old Edigayasi settled for a bronze medal. With Edigayasi in stunning form and having already beaten Abdusatarov on day one of the competition, the Indian was expected to go full steam. But things took a difficult turn for Edigayasi, who lost the semi-final 2.5 to 0.5. Defending champion Magnus Carlsen has stormed into the final to set up a title clash with Abdusatarov. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Arjun Edigayasi for winning the bronze at the FIDE World Blitz Chess Championship in Doha, following his bronze medal in the FIDE Rapid Chess Championship recently. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that his skills, patience and passion are exemplary. The Prime Minister added that his successes will continue to inspire youth. In women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 15 runs in the fifth and final T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram last night. India had set a target of 176 runs before Sri Lanka. Put into bat, India posted 175 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Sri Lanka were restricted to 160 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the allotted overs. Earlier, the visitors won the toss and opted to bowl. Harmanpreet Kaur was declared the player of the match, while Shefali Verma was adjudged the player of the series. Harmanpreet Kaur-led team made a clean sweep in the five-match series. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to attend funeral of former Bangladesh Prime Minister Khalida Zia in Dhaka this afternoon. Russian President Vladimir Putin recalls reservists to protect vital installations across the nation. Protests spread across Iran over soaring inflation and collapse of its currency to record low. Grandmaster Arjun Edigayasi wins bronze medal, losing the semi-final of the World Blitz Chess Championship in Doha. And in women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 15 runs in fifth and final T20 International to complete 5-0 sweep. And that is the end of this news bulletin.